right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We are live outside the Queen Mary for Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. You can go online, queenmaryshipwreck.com, get your tickets, or just come on down here and get your tickets. I think this is the last night they're doing this. Are they doing it tomorrow night?
I think they're actually doing it tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's the last night?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay,
November
tomorrow.
1st.
So go to the website, get your tickets. And no shenanigans down here, because the Long Beach Police Department is here. And if you try to pull any crap with them, they will mace you and hit you with their sticks and remove you from the park and drown you in the ocean.
And then they get serious.
Yes. So don't try anything down here. All of you. Be behave, or else they will kill you. They have shoot-to-kill orders. All right, we have the Fright Mistress with us tonight, everybody.
Woo!
It is, yes. Is it Charlize?
Charlize,
look at you. Charlize?
Charlize,
look at you. All right, she is the Fright Mistress, everybody. Is this your first year doing this?
It actually is my second year.
Second year?
Yes, I did it last year for a couple days, and then I went full on this year, so.
And what are some of the things, the obligations of the Fright Mistress?
Oh, my. Well, definitely the number one thing would have to be taking pictures with guests.
Right.
And announcing the band. Those are my two main things to do, so.
Now, where do you live? What part of Southern California?
Huntington Beach.
Oh, look at you. All right, they finally got somebody from Orange County up here. Are you a single woman?
I am not.
You're not? You're married?
I am.
Oh, how long have you been married?
I've been married since March.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Still working out.
Oh, most definitely.
And any kids yet?
Yes, I have two children.
Wow. From a previous marriage or just
No, with my husband.
Messing around.
Oh, my.
Yes. All right, so with your current husband, you got two kids.
Yes.
How old?
3, and I have a 15-month-year-old.
Good for you.
Yes.
All right, look at you enjoying yourself. How old are you?
We'll be 22 tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
And you have a 3-year-old?
Yes.
Why'd you wait so long to have kids?
Oh, my. I don't know.
You should have had them earlier where you can enjoy them.
I know, huh?
Yeah, like 15 or so.
Man, I might as well.
That's pretty cool. What are the kids' names?
Jonathan, Thomas, and Christian James.
Oh, you got 3 kids?
No. Those are their first and middle names.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Kids are the best.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, they really are. And I have a beautiful 3-year-old daughter named Sophie, and she's celebrating Halloween without her dad tonight because I'm working. But we're going to, I asked the neighbors, I gave them all candy for tomorrow night, so we're going to go out and celebrate tomorrow night with
them. Good, that's awesome.
Plus about $1,500 in candy, but yeah, we'll enjoy ourselves. All right, and how did you become Fright Mistress?
Last year, I actually had a makeup artist that previously worked here, and she posted a bulletin on MySpace.
Oh,
and I
right?
replied to it, yes. I replied to it, and I thought it was very interesting, and I went ahead and basically thought it would be a great idea, and they told me that I had the job, so it started off with that, and then...
And what are you doing when you're not Fright Mistress? What's your permanent job?
Oh, my. I work for a company. Basically, we're a real estate software company, and I do technical support and customer service.
Wow, so you're very smart.
Somewhat.
smarter than most of the other Fright Mistresses.
From what I hear.
She's like a walking conundrum. I mean, she's gorgeous and petite and teeny tiny and a genius and probably screams well. You do a Fright Scream?
No.
Oh, I bet you could. I bet you could.
I could. I get a little intimidated.
please, my ears are already on fire from Randy Wang. All right, and you'll be here tonight. Are they going to do this tomorrow night as well?
Yes, unfortunately, I won't be here tomorrow night due to my birthday.
Oh, your birthday's tomorrow
happy
night.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, all right. And you're going to be 23.
22.
I'm sorry. Oh,
no problem.
Boy. All right. How are you voting on Proposition 8?
I'm voting no on Proposition 8.
No on 8. Guess what she gets for no on 8.
You know what? I would hate to ruin her lipstick. I don't know if she has a reapplicator.
Well, have you ever kissed another woman?
Basically, where this is coming from, I said anyone who votes no on Prop 8, I will kiss on the lips. But you know what? It has to be okay with the other person. I don't want to assault
somebody. Of course.
I think there's some volunteers in the house left over here.
Have you ever kissed another woman?
I have.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever? Well, I don't want to go anywhere. All right. You know, this is a Queen Mary. It's a family atmosphere.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. Thanks for coming by. Now, the pictures are right behind us. You can take pictures with
yes.
you.
Yes, my own private lair.
Ooh. Wow, look at that.
You should be so lucky to have a picture with her. She's freaking gorgeous. Yeah.
And is that your real name, or is that the name they gave you here?
No, that is my stage name, because I do a lot of pinup modeling, so that's
what,
the name
kind of
I
modeling?
Use. Pinup modeling.
What is that?
Pinup, just like classic 50s stuff. Like anything basically I consider pinup, honestly, is just stuff like is... Oh, basically older than the 60s,
like Varga
right?
Varga girl type stuff.
I'm definitely. I actually am a Varga girl. So.
Oh my god. That's
yes,
so cool.
He's
like that
one
post-war kind of. Yeah,
yes,
pretty.
He's one of my favorite photographers, and he's a really close friend of mine. So I definitely love Roy
jealous.
Varga.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the marriage.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Say hey
you.
To those kids.
I will.
How many kids you plan on having?
I want three. I want my girl. Definitely want my girl.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
I do.
Does your husband smoke?
No, he hates them.
All right, if you get him to smoke, you'll have a girl.
I don't think that'll happen.
Well, you might. Listen, if you really want a girl, he'll pick up the habit. but if both of you smoke, then that's how you get a girl.
Oh,
I'm not saying anything about my wife and myself. I'm just saying if you both smoke, you get a girl. All right?
Okay, well, definitely have to take that into consideration.
All right. Charlisa, right?
No, Charlie
Sin. Charlie Sin.
See, we got it.
I know.
Charlie Sin,
good
everybody.
Time to charm.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for coming by. All right, now we have a young lady in the audience here. Let's bring her up here. Her name is Arletta, I believe. Arletta. Yeah, hey, come on up here, darling. And she was the one that called us earlier and said that she was voting no on Proposition 8. And that's the whole gay marriage deal. And no on 8 means gays can marriage, yes on 8, and no marriage. Off to Massachusetts. Your name is Arletta?
Arlette.
Oh, with these names. Why isn't anyone Cindy anymore? Bill or Bob? Arlette and Charlie Sin and everybody. All right, Arlette, now you are going to vote yes on Proposition 8?
Yes.
You were going to vote yes?
No.
You were going to vote no? All right. Trouble getting those headphones.
Hold on, I'll fix it.
Got to be the first time with those. All right, Proposition 8 again, if you're not familiar with it. Yes on Proposition 8 and the gays can't get married. No on Proposition 8 and knock yourself out. Now, you are always no on 8?
Yes.
All right. Yes?
Yes.
On 8?
No, on 8.
No, on 8. All right, I'm just wondering around here, ma'am. All right, and you said that you will lock up your vote for sure if Gina Grad gives you a kiss on the lips. Is that right?
Sorry, Arletta. No, I never said that.
Arlette.
But my boyfriend would sure like to see that.
Right. She would like to defer her kiss to her boyfriend, which is that means a solid relationship because I would never allow that.
Okay, now are you willing to kiss Gina Grad, Arlette? Yes or no, baby?
I have never kissed a girl.
Wow.
But listen, if I had to kiss a girl, Gina would be the one.
Oh boy. All in the effort to keep those gays together.
That's right.
All right, and Gina Grad, you're willing to do this?
Well, she's kind of gorgeous, so I could do a lot worse.
Okay, let's have you guys jump off the mic and step down here where everyone can see this.
Okay.
Don't worry. It doesn't have to get crazier.
All right, this is Gina Grad going to risk her body for Proposition 8,
all
everybody.
In the name of civil liberty, everybody.
All right, they're stepping downstage in front of the lights here. This will be Arlette's first kiss by another woman. This will be Gina's grad's 15th this hour. All right.
Here we go, Timmy.
All right. The one in blue is Gina Grad, and the other one is Arlette, and the Arlette's boyfriend is going to take a picture of this and probably sell it somewhere on eBay. Here we go. The two girls, one Jewish, one... Look at that, man. Oh, boy, I've never seen so many cameras come out. Fantastic. All right, Arlette, thanks for coming by, baby. Look at that, man.
See what happens when you vote no on Prop 8?
Wait, is this another Proposition 8? All right, you got to come up here first. All right, let's have her come up here. Gina, you're going to have herpes by about 11 o'clock, man. All right, this is another girl that is against Proposition 8. Proposition 8, gays can marry if you say no. And gays got to stay away from each other if you say yes. All right, let's have her come on up here. And, Randy. Hey, come on up. Come on up here. Right in front of, up here on the stage. Let's have you sit over here. Any one of these seats right here. All right, and what is your first name?
Amber.
Now, let's put a mic on there.
Amber.
Amber, and Amber, how old are you?
19.
19 years old. Boy, oh boy. And who are you with tonight?
My boyfriend.
And which one's your boyfriend?
The guy right there raising his hand.
The guy in the yellow?
Oh, I'm holding it.
The guy in the black?
The guy in the yellow.
The guy in the yellow. All right, he's fairly young too, right?
19.
19 years old. And you guys met in college or where?
High school.
High school. You still in high school?
We didn't graduate, so we got to finish.
Uh-oh.
Got kicked out.
Both? Oh, damn.
Wait, both of you got kicked out?
Yeah.
What'd you get kicked out for? Smoking weed?
No, just being bad, not listening.
What'd you do?
Never listened.
But how
didn't do my work.
Oh, I see. So you failed.
Yeah.
And then you have to come back to it for another year.
Yeah.
That's not bad. All right. You're going to graduate this year?
Yep.
All right. If not, you're going to be the only one that can drink alcohol in a homeroom.
In high school, yep.
And then you're the hero.
I did not see that coming from this face, though, this punter.
Yeah, you look much younger than 19. You look like you're about 15 or so. You get a lot of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And I'm sorry, your name is Amanda?
Amber.
Amber. Same thing. All right. Amber, I'm not sure if you're old enough to kiss a chick yet. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You have.
Uh-oh.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Jacob.
And how old is he?
19
years old. Wow, look at the young generation, man.
He looks very The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Yeah, he's already huffing and puffing. All right, he's enjoying himself. Now, what did he get kicked out of school for?
Same thing, not listening.
Bad grades?
Pretty much.
Uh-oh. What high school do you guys are you staying in?
We go to a college to get the diploma.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Something in the medical field.
Huh. All right.
That's good.
Got to really concentrate on if you're going to be a doctor, no more screwing around. You know? I don't know what you guys were doing. Have you ever smoked weed in your life?
Yeah.
How old were you when that happened?
First time?
Yeah.
14.
Oh, that's not bad. I was 10 when I smoked weed.
Yeah, what took you so long?
Yeah, what are you guys waiting for? You guys are old men and old women around here smoking weed at 14. That's unbelievable. What was mom and dad like? They weren't around?
Yeah. Well, my dad wasn't.
Your dad was not around.
Nope.
And so that made you a little crazy. How many brothers and sisters in the family?
From my mother, I have 2 brothers and 1 sister. From my father, I have 2 brothers and 1 sister.
All right.
That
so,
I know of.
So dad's enjoying himself.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What does dad do?
He's setting up franchises.
I don't know.
You don't know what your dad does?
No.
When's the last time you saw him?
Last December.
Okay. All right. Amber, I don't know if you're ready for this, but I'm going to be your new father.
Okay.
All right.
You're
going to
give me money and everything?
I'm coming into your life. I'm going to give you money. I'm going to beat you when you're bad.
Look at that face.
I'm going to give you presents when you're good. And I'm going to be your father.
Okay.
All right?
You could do worse. He's all right.
I'm going to be a great father.
Okay.
All right? And I'll walk you down the aisle when you get married to this chap over here.
Jacob,
whatever his name is, Jacob, when you marry Jacob.
Cody.
And actually, Jacob looks like he's probably spent more money on his hair than you have on yours.
Oh.
Is that true? Good-looking kid.
Yeah, he is.
All right, is he a skateboarder?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes skateboarding, huh?
Yeah.
All right. How long you guys been going out?
6 months?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Serious.
All right. The only thing I have to say, I got 3 words for the two of you, okay? Protection, protection, protection. All right? The 2 of you are 19 and still sitting in there in high school. You got to watch out. All right? Whatever you do, don't have kids right away.
Nope.
You want kids later on?
Possibly.
Yeah, like when you're 30?
That's old.
Wait another 11 years.
Oh. Good night,
old.
Everybody.
How old's your dad, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
All right, because I could be younger than your dad. All right, but I will be your new father, young lady. All right, you're only 19 years old. I don't know if Gina Grad is comfortable kissing a 19-year-old girl.
I don't want... Are there legal implications, ramifications?
She's 19. No, she's above 18. Doesn't matter.
But I don't want to emotionally scar her in any way or break up the good thing she has going with this fine.
He does not mind.
Okay, let me ask. Let me ask Amber here. What's the oldest woman you've ever been with?
I believe she was my age. At the time, I was like 16.
16?
Mm-hmm. All 17.
Right. And just kissed, right?
Yeah.
Convincing.
All right. Gina Grad, you comfortable with this?
Anything for you, Tim.
All right.
And anything.
Now, you're
for
voting age, right? You're 19. You can vote. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Oh, boy.
Deal's off. I can't do it.
All right.
Oh. It's not part of the deal.
You got to get the...
I'll register.
I think that deadline is come and gone. I don't think you can. Now, who are you voting for, McCain or Obama, if you were able to vote?
Maybe Obama.
Maybe Obama?
Yeah.
All right. And why do you like Obama better?
I don't like him.
Oh.
I don't like either one.
You don't like either one?
Sounds like me.
Can I ask you a couple questions about him?
Uh-huh.
Which one's black?
Obama.
All right. Which one's married to a black woman?
Obama.
No. McCain.
He is?
Yeah.
Obama's wife is black, too. That was a trick question.
Yeah, I know they're both black. Which one is promised to raise taxes?
Don't know.
Which one is has actually walked on the moon?
Neither.
No, McCain.
Really?
Yep. John McCain. Which one fought in the Civil War?
Neither.
No, McCain.
You can't put it past her.
Tim. Yes, McCain fought in the Civil War. He was an old guy in the Civil War. He retired halfway through it, though. All right, now you can't possibly, Gina's not going to kiss you now because you're not registered to vote. But if you register to vote, maybe next year we do this. Come on back.
My boyfriend might be registered to vote.
Oh, are you registered to vote, dude?
Again, I am not half the woman that these chicks are, because that would not be okay.
He looks like he's registered at the Van store or at Val Surf or something like that. Yeah. You're a good skateboarder, dude? Yeah, kick ass? Look at
surfer.
You.
He's a surfer.
Surfer, is that right?
Oh, that's so hot. Good job.
All right. Can you handle more than one chick at a time? Oh,
he's
man.
Ridiculously adorable.
But this Amber loves him, man. You're in love, aren't you? You love it. You'll do anything for that dude.
Pretty much.
All right. All right. Thanks for coming on, Amber. You're the best.
Amber.
I hope that you and that Jacob, Marco, Jacob, Jacob lasts forever. Seriously, you're the
best.
Wasn't
it Cody?
All right. So thank you for coming by. Amber, everybody, let's hear it for her. What a sweet girl.
Amber's the best, man. She tells it like it is.
Yeah, we got to take ourselves a break. We'll come back. We are live at the Queen Mary, folks. It is Shipwreck. QueenMaryShipwreck.com for all your tickets. Shipwreck 2008, Tim Conway Jr., Gina Grab. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1 FM Talk. The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Well, you're studding. You got a big wiener there, man.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grant joins us. Nice to
Hello.
See you, darling.
Nice to see you.
And we are live outside of the Queen Mary. And if you want to come by, I believe they're open until 1 o'clock. I think they're going to do this again tomorrow night. So come on by the Queen Mary and enjoy yourself. All right, Gina Grad has promised anybody that votes no on Proposition 8, you're going to get a kiss from Gina Grad.
Yes.
She's going to lay those lips on you, man. And we're going to have another young lady come up here. But first, let's open up the phones to the opposition as well as the people who support Gina Grad. If you're in favor... or you're voting no on Proposition 8. That's the gay marriage deal. Call us up and tell us why we should vote yes or no on Proposition 8. An opportunity for you guys to do some free campaigning here. 520-9710. That's the main number here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Very easy.
Tim, if I can jump in for 1 second, please. I'm not a lesbian, okay? I've never dated a woman, never been in a relationship with a woman. It's just something that I feel very strongly about, but it is not because I'm a lesbian.
You've
I'm a
never
straight
been
woman.
With another woman?
No.
Ever?
No.
I mean, other than kissing them passionately?
No. Huh. Straight
I'm
woman.
I'm just saying you've gone a little further than I have.
With a woman?
With
that
guys.
How sad.
She's gone a little further with me with a woman.
Yeah, but I do... I'm into it. I'm into no on Prop 8.
All right, no on Prop 8. If you're for or against it?
Again it.
520-9710. We vote for gay marriage or against gay marriage, and your reason behind it. 520-9710. All right, now we have, is this Jennifer?
This is Jennifer. Yeah. Yes.
Jennifer, how are you? All right, now you're also a very attractive young lady, and you're 21 years old?
Thank you, yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a housewife.
Oh, you are? How many kids?
One.
One kid.
Yes.
How old?
He'll be two next month.
Oh, aww. Good. All right. Well, another young lady. I got to ask you, why did you wait so long to have a kid? Why didn't you have them when you're like 14 or 15? Were you going to really enjoy it?
Oh, no. I wanted to party first.
Okay. So the partying obviously is done.
Yes.
Because you're here tonight.
Yes.
And where's the kid?
With mom? My parents,
yeah. All right. You're still enjoying yourself. That's cool. All right. And are you going to have any more kids?
I'm not sure yet. Huh? Maybe one more. I'm not sure.
All right. But you're a married woman.
Yes.
All right. So you did it legally. Not legally, yes. I guess. ethically?
No,
traditionally.
I got married in Vegas.
Shotgunnily.
Yeah. Wow. All right. How are you voting on Proposition 8 with
I'm voting no.
No on 8. Oh, Gino, man.
Now, Jennifer, you're registered to vote, correct?
Of course, yes.
And you're going to vote in what? Are you in Orange County or?
I'm in Downey, so I think I have to vote in Norwalk.
Norwalk. Yes. Okay.
I'm going to Norwalk.
Right. And you're
going to
vote this weekend or on Tuesday? When are you going to vote?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. All right. And so Gina Grad promised to lay a kiss on you, and that's something you've done before in your life?
Yes.
And is it, how many women have you been with in your life?
I've kissed many, but I've had a couple of girlfriends.
That's it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You've had girlfriends and a husband?
Well, before him, I had girlfriends.
Oh, I see.
Now I have performance anxiety.
Now, did you know, now you're not bisexual?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wasn't asking you, I was asking Gina. No, but are you continuing your bisexuality?
We play around a little bit, okay. Not too much.
See, awfully happy young man behind me who has gotten ace, king, queen, jack, 10. All clubs.
Miguel knows when to hold him and knows when to fold him.
He got him. All right, so you're going to kiss Gina Grad here.
Yes.
Let's put you guys in front of the stage.
Thank
here.
God everyone's been hot so far.
Gina Grad and Jennifer. If you're voting no on Proposition 8, Gina Grad will lay a pretty decent kiss on you. And she's under a lot of pressure here because this Jennifer has been with other women before. And Gina has not, other than just kissing for politics.
All right, everybody, get your cameras out. Here we go.
All right. Look at the camera crew that's come by. Whoa. All right, Gina Grad and Jennifer Grad, here we go. Yes. Oh, boy, that's a long. Oh, wow. Somebody stuck some tongue out there. Who was that, Jennifer? Oh, and not a big hug going on? Wow. Gino might be affected by this Proposition 8 after a while. All right, yes or no on this Proposition 8. Diane in Studio City on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How are you? I am definitely voting against Proposition 8.
All right.
All right. Now, you a lesbian, gay, straight?
I am a lesbian.
You're where?
I said I am a gay woman, and I'm voting no on 8.
Oh, you're a gay woman. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Are you living a openly gay life?
I have since I was 16 years old.
Wow, you really went for it.
Good for you.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. I came out when I was in high school here in Granada Hills.
Is it easier for a woman to come out in high school than a guy?
Not when I came out, no. But I was fortunate because there was a whole group of us who came out at the same time.
Now, you were 16 when you came out. Did you lay that on your parents?
Not at that time. I think it took about 4 years for me to actually come out to them where they were actually comfortable enough to face it.
What was your dad's reaction?
He thought it was his fault.
Oh.
It's a good way to look at it. That's not damaging psychologically. It's my fault you're like this, isn't it?
He did. Funny, because they both attended PFLAG, which is a phenomenal group. And fighting off a cold.
Are you living with a woman?
At this point, no. I haven't met Miss Wright yet. So
okay. Are you planning on getting married?
You know what? If the proposition does not go through, and the woman was there, and I was to avail myself of that right, I absolutely would.
Wow! Look at you. Now, so, do you bring like a different woman home for Thanksgiving every year?
No, I don't do that.
You don't torture your dad like that, huh?
Well, no. It's not like that. It's that my family's perfectly comfortable with who I am. Right. And they always have been. Once I came out of the closet and.
Now, does your dad think to himself, God damn, if I wasn't so hard on the guys she was dating, maybe she would have been straight?
No, not like that at all. Actually, like I said, they attended PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
Right.
And they met other parents who were also dealing with the same stuff, thinking that it was their fault and all that stuff. And they realized
Did you run into Mr. and Mrs. Wong in that class?
No, I ran into the parents of a girl that I went to in high school.
That must have been an uncomfortable moment.
It was kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know they were gay, but you knew the parents of them.
Yeah, I didn't know she was gay. I was like, wait, she didn't come out when I did.
Yeah. All right, Diane, I wish you a happy gay lifestyle.
All right, thank you much.
All right, too. You take care of yourself. Well, that's a legitimate, congratulations.
Do you think we can go the whole night without somebody saying, because if men can marry men, then men will want to marry a tree or a fire hydrant or, a balloon
but
animal?
I even more so, I hope we don't go with Adam and Steve.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, Adam, God didn't create Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve. Please.
Do you think every guy who says that thinks that you think he made it up?
No, but they are very, very loose with laying some old crap on me. And I have no patience for it. Bob in Long Beach on line 5. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Prop 8, what are you up?
No.
Tommy in Anaheim on line 3. Line 4.
Hey, how you doing?
Tommy, yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, I don't know. I think this whole Proposition 8 is ridiculous. I think this is just as bad as the Black Crow laws back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
I think the marriage is just like the drinking fountains and everything, where they have the white and black drinking fountains, you know?
Right, but what if they, instead of calling it marriage, what if they call it bar mitzvah? Is that cool?
Huh?
What if they call it bar mitzvah instead? Is that cool?
Well, you know, the way I see it, I don't think that they should, I think if people have such a big deal with them calling it marriage, I didn't think that the whole civil union thing was such a bad idea, but there are...
Yeah, the civil union thing I think is great.
But there are legal differences with the civil union, though, right?
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of guys out there that would like to get into a civil union with their chick instead of getting full-blown married.
Yeah, exactly, and we can't do that.
I bet we can after this doesn't pass. Because how could you treat them?
I think we should all have the option to do whatever we want. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, all right, thanks, buddy. I think that men and women will now start to investigate the gay lifestyle and try to get into civil unions instead of marriages, where they wouldn't have to give up half their crap.
So how do you lay that on the fiancé? Look, I'm not saying if I'm not in a fiery car crash, you can't visit me at the ER. I'm just saying, you know, you can't take half my stuff if you leave.
Civil union, man. All right, let's talk to, let's go to Randy's dad.
What?
Randy Wang's dad on line 1.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Wang, how are you, sir?
Are we in or what?
All right, is this your dad?
Yeah.
What do you think your first name is?
It's Bob.
All right, I think it's my first
name. Oh, Mr. Wang!
All right, what's up with you, buddy?
Hey, you know, I want Ryan to take one for the car.
Oh, with the guy, huh?
Yeah, why not?
I think that is...
If doing it, why can't he do it?
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
He keeps saying around the office that one of your big turn-ons is to see him make out with another guy.
Oh, I don't want to make out.
Oh, boy.
You know, maybe a hug or something would
All right.
I'll give him a hug. You know, I love my dad so much that if he wants me to do that, I will.
Wow.
Hey.
That's
you mean the second one, not the first one.
Come on, there's got to be people out there, you know, for the car.
Right. Yeah. All right, we're going to put you on hold.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Wow, look at that, your dad calling up and wanting you to bang around with some dude for Proposition 8.
He sounds like he's on his second bottle of Stolichnaya.
Good for him. All right, 4 against Proposition 8. and your reason behind it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's the measure, or the proposition, I'm sorry, that if it passes, the gays don't, they're allowed to get married anymore. If it doesn't pass,
business as usual.
Marry away. Enjoy yourself. Go out there and, you know, get married tomorrow night or Wednesday night after that proposition doesn't pass.
Oh, my.
All right, 520-9710. We're outside the Queen Mary. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Gina Grant and Randy Wang.
Woo!
We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Woo!
Have seen you EO 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A huge party out here outside the Queen Mary, Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. And everybody's enjoying themselves here, so come on out. And I got to warn you, though, you got to behave if you come out here. Because there are probably about 5,000 or 6,000 people here right in front of us. And there's about 6,000 Long Beach cops. So there's one cop for every person here. So enjoy yourself, but if you get out of hand, they will cuff you, beat you with a stick, and drown you right next to the Queen Mary. So please, don't misbehave here, because these guys mean business. This is not LAPD. This is cops that will take you and beat you to death right outside the Queen Mary if you misbehave. So please, everyone behave. All right, Proposition 8. If it passes, that means that gays can no longer get married. If it fails, then knock yourself out. Come Wednesday morning, marry away. Whatever you like to do. Yes or no? Debbie in Altaloma on line 3. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Fine. How are you doing?
All right. What do you got? Yes or no here?
You know, I'd like to say no. You know,
no.
I just think everybody has the right to choose who they want to have a partner with, you know?
Right. Now, you seem like a sensible woman where, you know, if somebody is for it because they think that marriage should be between a man and a woman, they're not necessarily haters. They're just traditionalists.
I think you're right. I think they are. I think most of them are religious that believe in the man and woman and then the recycle of life. And I think that's what they think it's all about. But when they talk about morals, I don't think anybody has the right to say what's a proper moral or not, you know.
Right.
There's a lot more issues out there in the world that we should be worried about. Just let the person love the person they want to love.
There you go. Now, are you a single woman?
Actually, I'm a married woman of 22 years with 4 kids.
Wow. How old are the kids?
My oldest is 29 and my youngest is 18. And they're all straight. And it's just, you know, don't worry about somebody else's business.
Hey, Debbie, is the 29-year-old a daughter or son?
It's a daughter.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Bad vibes.
Yeah.
And so none of them are, obviously none of them are, going to be affected by Proposition 8.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Mm. In fact, for me, the business I'm in, it would be great because I do weddings.
Oh, I see. So you have something to gain here.
I have something to gain, but I still
Have you done a gay wedding yet?
You know what? We have done a gay wedding. Yes, we have.
Men or women?
Two women.
Now, let me ask you, because you are in the wedding business. I have never seen this. Perhaps you have. I have never seen two black guys get married to each other.
No, well, I have not seen it, but...
Has that
I'm
ever
sure
happened?
There's plenty out there that want to.
I have never seen it.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty out there. Believe me, I know plenty of black gays, and they're very cool. They'd love.
But why aren't they attracted to other black guys? How dare they?
No, they are.
All right, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
You know, Debbie. You and Debbie actually made a good point inadvertently.
Thank you.
When you said, so this isn't going to affect any of your kids because they're straight, and she said, you're right, it's not. That's the whole point. It's not going to affect anybody that doesn't want, you know, that isn't gay, that wants to get married.
Right, but it's going to
affect your family.
No, it's going to affect the people who are gay, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, what people say, you know, well, if I'm straight, how is this going to affect me? It could have adverse effects on me and my rights and my ability to be straight. It's not. It doesn't affect you at all.
But see, I think the dumber gays are getting married. And I tell you why. Because they have a built-in excuse not to get married.
Yeah.
I mean, they could say, listen, I'd love to marry you, but it's illegal, so I can't do it. That's a great excuse to go to bed and go, listen, I'd love to do it. I mean, I love you. You know, you got yourself a nice stick, but I can't marry you because it's illegal. Well, they had it made. Why are they ruining their lives?
Yeah.
I think if you vote yes on the proposition, you're fighting for the gays. I think it's true. All right. Let's talk to, how about Miguel on line 6? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. I say no on 8, Prop 8.
No on 8.
Yeah.
And are you a straight or a gay?
I'm straight.
You're straight.
And the reason I'm saying no is because, you know, I consider marriage as a religious ceremony. And the government really has no business. We as a people have no business in what individual people decide to do.
Okay. Yeah, man. All right. Now, if you were straight, though, I mean, you are straight, right? Are you married?
No.
You're not.
I have a son, though.
All right, but wouldn't you love to say to a chick, I'd love to marry you, but it's illegal?
Oh, I would love to say that. And like you said earlier, a few seconds ago, they have the perfect getaway. They can always say, you know what, I'd love to marry you, but I can't because it's illegal. And I wish I could say that to a woman, but it doesn't work this way. And
yeah,
you know what?
You know what? You know what we should do?
Let them have it.
I think if this does pass or it doesn't pass, and you can know, and you can now continue, you know, continue to marry, gays can continue to marry, I think the heterosexuals should try to leave the institution of marriage.
Oh, that'll be so sweet.
I think we should try to make
never happen because there.
I think we should try to make marriage between heterosexuals illegal.
I love you.
How about a straight trade? How about straight trade? No pun intended. Gays can have marriage. Straight people are now relegated to civil unions and domestic partnerships.
Perfect. All right, Miguel, we thank you for calling. Tyler on line 5. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, all right. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, I will be voting yes on Prop 8.
All right. Now, you're a straight man?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're fighting for the gays then?
What?
You're fighting to keep them single and not have to succumb to marriage.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
So you're pro-gay.
Damn. No, I just think
Tim.
That you know, it's my personal belief that homosexuality, you know, like I have a lot of gay friends and I get along with them great, and how I feel about it, and I don't believe that it's I disagree with the lifestyle, and so I think we live in a great country where they can exercise their right to vote no on it, and I can exercise my right to vote yes, and we can all still get along, you know?
All right. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of gays out there that are very happy to hear that you guys like you and I are still fighting for them.
Hey, you know, I don't understand why they're fighting against it. I mean, really, a bunch of single gay guys. Come on.
I know. Why do they want to get married? I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler. Thanks for calling, dude.
You know what, Tim? I had a friend, I guess, an acquaintance who tried to argue, you know, the yes on Prop 8 to me over and over. And he goes, no, Gina, please. Don't misunderstand me. I have a lot of friends that like gay people.
All right, Michael in Los Angeles on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, are you a straight man or a gay man?
I am gay.
You're gay, so you're voting for or against Prop 8?
I'm yes on 8. I'm against the grain.
You want to keep that out of your life?
I do. Well, I saw both my parents get divorced multiple times.
Right.
So I grew up in a very dysfunctional family.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And has any guy ever said I'd like to marry you?
No, not yet.
But you're gonna have an ace in the hole, so to speak, when that happens, because then you could say no, it's illegal.
Oh, I could move to Mars or something.
You don't have to move to Nevada.
Nevada, perfect.
Or Arizona or Oregon.
Well, I think Michael's against all marriage.
I'm against all marriage, yeah. I think
and he's starting with the gays, and he's going to work his way
good
up.
For you. All right, we'll keep fighting for those gays.
Thanks, man. Bye.
All right, there you go. All right, Michael, everybody. All right, when we come back, folks, it's going to be totally open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, anything we talked about this week. And I think Brian Whitman's going to open up those phones when we come back. And then we also have a montage of all the crap you may have missed this week. And there was a lot of good crap. There's a lot of crap, too, but there's a lot of good crap. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're outside of the Queen Mary. It's Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. Go online, queenmaryshipwreck.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grant, Randy Wang with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. We don't need a-